natural gas.
Yes, we do.
I crashed their interview, you guys.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I was walking by and I was like, what are y'all doing?
Right. Okay, for those living under a rock, tell us what congressional district you represent.
I represent Georgia's 14th district in beautiful Northwest Georgia, Rome, Dalton, Paulding County, Lookout Mountain. Absolutely.
You know, I talk a lot about Georgia. Wait, the triple crown of crime? Camp Ratzenberger and Carr. Is there any truth to this?
Yeah, listen, we're not all bad in Georgia. I don't hold it against
the people of Georgia, but I do bring up Brad Ratzenberger a lot.
Yeah, his name comes up a good bit. Believe me, I understand.
So, speaking of rhinos, we got to save the Republic, but we also at the process have to save the Republican Party from rhinos.
Yes, we do. Well, here's the message that the Republican Party needs to understand is the old Republican Party is not going to work anymore. We don't want it.
Right.
The American people are it's a referendum right now in the Republican Party because they have made promises for too long on the campaign trail and on their Fox News interviews, right?
Yeah.
And they say the things that sound good, but they don't deliver. That's why I ran for Congress. I was really disappointed in a Republican-controlled majority under my great and wonderful favorite President Trump that didn't get things done. They didn't repeal Obamacare.
Right.
They did not defund Planned Parenthood. They funded them. They didn't fund the border wall. And,
right.
like, the list goes on. And that's the Republican Party that we're tired of.
Yep, it's bye-bye Republican Party. I got to ask you something. So I keep bringing this up. Do you know, on May 24th in Georgia, now you heard about the three Democrats in this race, where this nice lady and her husband woke up to zero votes in their own precinct?
In DeKalb County.
Yeah, I mean, unreal. And old Brad, they do a two-day audit, look in the machines, what a concept. They find, 3,700 votes, which catapults her from third to first.
Yeah.
And what did he say? He said it was a programming error. And I'll tell you what, how does Brad get 38%, then he gets 51% of the votes in Georgia the next day?
Well, we have a lot of people asking, and you know, one of my good friends is Jody Heiss, who is a great Republican member of Congress. He ran for Secretary of State in our state, and my district was supporting him so solidly. I had endorsed him, and people are still asking that same question. And it's not wrong, and no one should feel ashamed for asking for what is wrong, what's happening with our elections. This is what Americans should do, because we've seen countries all over the world become socialist and communist country because of stolen elections.
Yep.
That's not a bad thing to talk about.
And you never, ever, but 54 countries have been affected by the voting machine. You never get your country back because the people that got selected aren't going to say, hey, let's get rid of those voting machines. And I will tell you, I have an event coming up on August 20th and 21st.
Oh.
We're inviting all the current politicians out there, too. It's in Springfield, Missouri, but it's going to be live streamed to the world, and it's going to change everything. Everything. After that event, there will be, we're having all 50 states on stage the first day, going from in alphabetical order. I have a call to all the grassroots in the country.
Like how we objected on January 6th.
Yeah, exactly.
Arizona.
But each state we're bringing up there, because every state thinks they have the most fraud, you know.
Oh.
Every single state. We have more fraud. We have more things that happen in the election of 2020 and the current election. Mm-hmm. Well, then the next day we're having the trial of the machines.
Oh.
And it's going to be amazing. We've got one of the greatest things I think happened that we've seen happen with Carrie Lake in Arizona.
Carrie's great.
We watched this. Now we have cyber guys. We can watch the elections in real time and know if they're being manipulated with machines, which we're going to reveal on those dates. So here was Carrie. Here's her. These are all the mail-in votes. All the way up to 11 p.m., they're getting counted. As you know, she was 10 points down at that time. I got her on the phone, and we said, okay, here come. Remember, in Arizona, they all went and voted. Most of them said, I'm going to go right and vote the same day. I'm not going to mail my vote in.
Yeah.
Well, they did that. Thank God they did that. Because then they started coming in 70-30. 2 o'clock in the morning when she was up 12,000 votes, what happened? Shut her down. Stop. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Shut her down. So they shut it down. Now we know what happened. They tried to cover up the windows too. We have pictures from that. But they only had 100,000 votes left and they were all same day voting. Mathematically, they couldn't do anything. You know what I told them? I said, did you guys call your advisor, Brad Raffensperger, and see what we do? How do we
do? Oh my gosh.
But, you know,
Mike Lindell is not shy. How he feels.
But I will say this, is everybody, we can override these algorithms if we don't have all the machines gone. You know, France did paper ballots and hand counting. They did it in an hour and a half.
70 million.
Yeah.
70 million people. Well, and we need to get it back.
You know what it is, though? It's like things can really change when people are engaged, right?
Yep.
And that's what's happening.
That is what's happening.
People are engaged. Turning around.
Because really, we're a country, our government is for the people and by the people. But the people, and it, not blaming the people, trusted our government, and for decades
right.
they were living their
right.
American dream. They're working their jobs, raising their family, enjoying their lives. And then our government just grows into this monster and everything's a mess.
Right.
And I'm so happy that so many good people are getting involved and,
well,
to make sure that everything is made right.
But you know what? I've said this before, too. You look at CPAC here, and who is here? Lindell TV, Frank Speech, Real America's Voice, RSBN, Epic Times. We got Fox hiding in the corner.
Yeah,
right here
literally.
With the camera, not putting their name up there.
Yep.
But this is what I'm saying is what's happened. You see the big shift. And it's taken the left. The left actually did more for us of the left media. You know, you get attacked all the time. But people get the word out of what's happening because of them attacking.
Yeah.
And you standing firm. And people, you know.
Thank God for regular people.
Yeah. They have done more of their attacks in the left of getting the word out than all the Foxes combined
right.
because they don't want to tell the American people what's going on. They don't. It's disgusting.
I think if they could only hear what people really say, like at home at their dinner table, you know, at the cafe before work where they're having breakfast,
right.
you know, what real people say
right.
is not, it's not a reflection of what they think they say in Washington
right.
or in this
right.
big corporate media companies, right?
Yes.
And we got to change that, and you're changing that. And
let me ask you about January.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Let me ask you about January 6th, because you've been quite vocal about what's happening to those folks.
Yeah.
We're, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah.
And some of them have not been charged, not been given bond.
Oh, some of them are still in jail. Now, listen,
sad.
I'll be real honest. I'm always honest about it. I was upset that day. I was a brand-new member of Congress. I'd worked very hard on objecting to Joe Biden's Electoral College votes because I believe that
right.
was my role and what I wanted to do, and I believe it's the right thing. I would do it today. I would do it tomorrow. But I was very upset. I never expected anything like that. And when it happened, I thought, this is Antifa. And no one can convince me it was so-called Trump supporters.
Right, right.
But and we know there's a lot wrong there, and I cannot wait for real investigations.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, we will do real. But let me say this, though.
Yeah.
The people, they did. Okay, they got charged for things they shouldn't
right,
have done.
Right.
Okay, that happened. They deserve their day in court. They deserve their due process rights. But honestly, my gosh, what's happening to these people is so heartbreaking. And I was in that jail. I saw them, and it's so sad. They hadn't bathed. They didn't have haircuts. They couldn't shave because they're not vaccinated. They were treated worse if they weren't vaccinated. But what kind of a country are we? What kind of people are we that this is happening? And now,
what about the people that protested and breaking federal law out in front of Judge Kavanaugh's home, Clarence Thomas's home? There's not the same.
Why are they
standard.
Not in jail?
Exactly
why,
right.
Why isn't anybody bringing up that a year ago on June 26th, the FBI came out with their investigation, said there was no collusion between Donald Trump and his supporters. End of story. It should have been gone.
Yeah, they knew we didn't do it. They knew none of us did it.
Or give them their, charge them, give them their date, and let them show them in court. Why are they being held a year and a half later?
I'll tell you why. It is something that is not being talked about, and I keep saying it, and I'm getting attacked for it. This is real political persecution. Like, I'll use an example, and it's not popular to say, but Alex Jones, did he say crazy things that we don't agree with? Yes, he said things he shouldn't have said we don't agree with.
Yeah.
But they are treating him as if he's the man that went in and killed those children,
right.
and he didn't. And
this is about intimidating people.
It is. It's about intimidation. But, you know, no amount of money, no court ruling, nothing will bring those people's precious
That's
children
right.
back.
That's right.
But to ruin Alex Jones, he didn't build his InfoWars on that.
Right.
He built it on a lot of other news.
Right.
And Alex Jones has been right pretty much most of the time. I know everyone freaks out if I say that, but Alex Jones has been right. Of course, except on Sandy Hook, but really, though, look at what's happened. $45 million.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we can go down the list. January 6th prisoners. People that own a bakery that don't want to bake a cake for someone.
Right.
Trump and his family. Eric Trump has been subpoenaed over 400 times by Democrat members of Congress. He wasn't even elected.
Right.
He just is in the business. And their administration and staff, and then people, all of us are like,
lawfare? Is this lawfare?
We're called terrorists because we support President Trump. This is political persecution in America, and we have to speak out against it because it needs to end.
Absolutely, it needs to end. Yeah. And you know, I've said, and I'll say it again, January 6th committee, come on, I want to come. I want to talk. I've said it to them so many times. They won't let me come there to speak. Even though I wasn't there.
They don't want you in there, Mike.
Even though I wasn't there, why won't I be able to talk? I'm serious.
It would be on Lindell TV. Actually, they'd get more views than they've ever had.
Yeah, they probably would. Well, you know what? I've said it before. You know, the voting machines, you know, and I'll say it right now. ES&S, which is out of Omaha, Nebraska.
I just want to know if Mike gets, does he get makeup before he testifies?
No, he doesn't.
They have an NBC producer. They have an NBC producer for their committee. They should make you look good if you go in there. I mean, they powder up Adam Kinzinger and put his makeup on. And Adam Schiff, of course. They got to have him looking good.
I've told them I would come there.
It's crazy.
I did a shout out to come there. I've told ES&S machine, sue me.
Where's Ray Epps? How come they don't have Ray Epps on there?
Right?
Ray Epps is not on there. Commander. What about the fence people?
You know, I'm getting a website, SueMikeLindell.com, so they can save money with a template. Put it right on the bio. I don't care. ES&S, you hear that? I'm coming for you. All your machines, we're going to melt. The other day, this lady
Give
said
him some
a,
of your new coffee.
How is it a huge...
You got new coffee. Where's my coffee?
Throw the coffee over here, please.
If you sue Mike Lindell, you get my coffee and a MyPillow.
You know, I was down in Louisiana, and this lady, you'll like this, he says,
what is it? Sue what? SueMikeLindell.com?
No, SueMikeLindell.
No, sorry.
That's not the promo code.
But listen to this.
Really good, Mike.
Yeah, it's really
organic.
Awesome.
No GMO.
You will love it. I can't wait to have some. But here, listen to this. So we're down in Louisiana. We're down in Louisiana, and this lady, we're at a hearing, a Senate hearing type thing in Louisiana, and this lady goes, Mr. Lindell, we don't want to use paper because of, you know, the climate and stuff.
Of course.
And I go, ma'am, we are gonna recycle. We're gonna melt down those machines and turn them into prison bars.
she did not know what to do. She had no idea.
She was probably like, what is he talking about?
That's right.
She's like, climate. Oh my gosh, exactly. They're crazy.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Yes. Thanks for letting me crash your interview.
You are absolutely awesome.